What strikes me in these two readings today, the first and second read, first and reading in the gospel reading, is the faith that Israel has, and of course the faith that Jesus is teaching to his disciples. And it's a kind of a faith that we can use in our prayer. And you know, I have this little opening part to my prayer, which I say, you know, even before I do a few decades of the rosary, or before I do a breviary or anything, I always say, you know, right up front, Lord, I know you are here and I know you love me. And sometimes I kind of go through all of the persons, right? Father, Heavenly Father, I know you're here. I know you love me. Lord Jesus, I know you're here and I know you love me. Holy Spirit, I know you are here. I know you love me. Mother Mary, I know you are here. I know you love me. I say that because I just want to have the faith that David had and the faith that Moses had, and above all, the faith that Jesus has and the faith that Jesus teaches to his disciples. Isn't it just great when you read like this testimony of David's death, right? And he's, you know, conveying everything over to Solomon. And there's not a doubt in David's mind that, number one, the law has been revealed to Israel, and that the Lord is present right here in Israel. So, you know, obey his decrees and his ordinances and listen to his word. I mean, it's just absolutely, this instruction is without any single doubt in the whole world. The Lord is here. He's not just given us the law back in time and said, good luck, you guys, take care. But he's given us the law. He's here, he's helping us, and for the people who obey that law, God's going to bring ultimate victory to, well, for the Old Testament, right, ultimate victory to Israel. Jesus has the very same view of his Heavenly Father, but of course now he elevates it. The Heavenly Father, his Heavenly Father is the lawgiver, but he's not just the lawgiver. He is the unconditionally loving father of the prodigal son, who after the prodigal son does all these crazy things, right? Shames his family, shames Israel, abandons Israel, goes to the land of the Gentiles, spends all his money on dissolute living, and then he lives with the pigs, the most unclean animals in the whole wide world. What does the father do? Why, he gets out there and he accepts him back, gives him a tunic, which means treat him like royalty, puts sandals on his feet, gives him the family ring, which has a signet on it, means, you know, literally, you belong to my family 100%, and kills the fatted calf because he's completely overjoyed. That's who Jesus's father is. And of course, he not only gives us the law, he gives us within our hearts this desire to bring his love into the world, his mercy, his compassion into the world, his heart of love into the world. And we can always depend on this. So, you know, when I begin my prayers, you know, I just try, you know, I not only try, I say, you know, Lord, you know, I know you are here. I know you love me. Right? And that prayer is so important because it affirms the most important thing going into prayer. God's not distant somewhere. He's right there with you. And God just isn't indifferent to you. Spitzer, heaven, hell, oh hell. And instead, he's not indifferent. He is loving us and has one intention for us, and that is our salvation. So he's bringing us in this way into prayer. And then Jesus, then, what does he do with his disciples? All right, you guys, I'm going to send you out two by two. Good luck. Cast out demons. Do everything. Don't worry. I'm going to be present to you. My Father's Spirit, which I've given to you, is going to be present to you. And my Heavenly Father's going to be present to you. So don't worry. You don't even have to take a second tunic. Now, if you're anything like me, it's, wait a minute, are you sure? I mean, a second tunic, you never know when you could need one because you could lose the first tunic. And don't do this, don't do that, and, right? You know, okay, you can take some sandals. Don't take any money bags, though. Don't take extra food provisions. Just, you know, take my word for it. Just kind of trust in God and just go out there and do these things. And by the way, cast out demons. Don't worry, they'll get cast out. You know, are you sure? You absolutely sure? Can I have a test run here? Make sure it all worked. No, it's just, you know, off they go. And what do? They trust him. And they trust him radically. And of course, it's the same thing of just going into prayer. You know, half the time, you know, I wish I could tell you what's going to, you know, of course, I'm trying to get this Argus 3 to, you know, this retinal, you know, prosthesis that might help my eyes or whatever kind of comes down the pack. And there's a very good chance I could get one and it would do some real improvement. And it's very, you know, it's coming up relatively quickly, some good stuff. It's just great. But of course, that's not the question. At the end of the day, it's trusting in God. It's at the end of the day, God is in control. I don't have any idea how my life touches the lives of others. I don't have any idea how, you know, this eye problem of mine is developing, you know, my soul. But I know it's developing it because, boy, am I getting much, much deeper because of this thing in a very good way. Much more trusting in God in a very good way. It's transforming the quality of my actions in a very good way. So I'm not worried. When am I going to get the solution? I don't worry about it. What I just simply say is, Lord, I know you're here. I know you are guiding me, right? I just say it just like a little kid. I know you're guiding me. I know you're here. I know you're going to make goodness come out of this in the end. I know you're going to make optimal salvation come out of this for me and for everybody else around me in the end. I know that you've got a plan in mind. I know I don't have a hair's breadth possibility of understanding what that would be and the immensity of your divine providence. So I got one option. I'm going to trust you because you're God and your unconditional love. And that's my prayer for you. I would say, you want to start off your prayer? Just here's some good little petitions to say. Lord, I know you're here. Lord, I know you love me. And Lord Jesus, I place my trust in you. Period. The rest of the prayer is icing on the cake if you really mean those three things. Just as it was for Jesus' apostles and even King David. Amen.